This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, Gwyneth, that sounds like us. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast at GCN, Genesis Communications Network. Website, GCN Live, L-I-V-E. com. You can listen to the archives right there if you'd like. You can go to the Ron Gibson channel, or you can pick us up on Republic Broadcasting Network and other outlets. Telephone call-in number, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. Live in Australia, welcome Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm doing fine, and I trust you are as well. I wanted to share something before we get into the meat of today's broadcast. The mainstream dinosaur media, every once in a while, they talk about how great the economy, it's roaring, it's booming, the market's up, the stock market's up. All this manipulated information about how wonderful things are. Everybody I know is broke. Well, about 5 months ago, I needed some parts for our hay equipment. So I went to the farm supply store, and it's a pretty big one. They sell tractors and balers and hay equipment and mowers and front-end loaders and everything you possibly think of, large equipment, all the way down to the hobby farmer. And so when I went in, I saw this large pallet of baling twine. Now, these are, they call them bales, B-A-I-L-S, of twine. And the ones that I like are 20,000 feet in a bale. So it's this big spool, but without a core. There's no inner core. And it's just wrapped on the outside so it doesn't fall apart. And that's it. It's just 20,000 feet of twine. And it was $20 a bale if you bought less than 10. If you bought 10 or more, it was a dollar less, $19. So I got 10 bales at $19 a piece. Well, I just got the sale flyer. And, when nobody's buying twine in the wintertime, you can get it on sale now. And the sale price is, the regular price is $24 now. The sale price, if you buy a pallet of them, which is 50 rolls, is now $23.50. So what I'm saying is the price of this one item that is necessary for a lot of farmers, if you're baling hay and raising cows, has gone up 26-point-something%. So that's going to be passed on to, the consumers, the people who like to eat beef and meat. So that's just one item. Now, at the same time, this is plastic twine. It's not made of sisal. It's not natural. It's plastic. At the same time, the price of gasoline, petroleum, diesel fuel has gone down. So the raw ingredients to make this twine is oil. The price of oil has come down, and the price of twine has gone up. So what I'm saying is if you think there's no such thing as inflation, guess again. It's not true. Because buying parts, the parts don't last as long, and they cost more. Consumables don't last as long, and they cost more. Printers, they're disposable. Electronics, disposable. Who fixes a computer monitor? throw them away, right? That's where we are. So the word to the wise is, if you need things to keep on going, please consider getting them. Forget frivolous, reckless spending for Christmas. Forget that. Only the basics, only the things that you need. And that was the message that I wanted to share with us in the beginning of this broadcast. Gwyneth, any comments about what I've just said?
Yeah, it says in the Bible, woe to them that make the measure small and the coinage large. So that's the loose translation. It says the ephah small and the shekel large. But that's what it means. It means like you have a little tiny measure and then the coinage is got a really, really big figure on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what
well,
we're talking about. And it's been
since
ancient times. And it means woe, it means trouble. It means there's trouble coming when that happens.
The supermarket Aldi, A-L-D-I, it's a German outfit. And it's really popular in this part of the United States because they concentrate on the items that people buy the most, and there's no frills, and the cost is lower than any other store, bar none. So you can get out of Aldi probably with a minimum of 20 to 25% savings every time you go there compared to Walmart or, you know, the other supermarkets. And we're seeing that Aldi has now fewer and fewer selections. And the shelves are not as deep as they used to be in terms of stocked as deep. And they're not stocked as wide as they used to be. So there are fewer choices and there are fewer items of each choice on the shelves. And we're seeing something else. I've heard it called shrinkflation. I believe that's the term that Steve Elkins used, shrinkflation. That means that it's getting smaller, and hopefully you won't notice. Same price, but smaller. Or same price, I'm sorry, smaller and higher price. And there's this loaf of bread that's really neat. It's an Italian round loaf. It's not long like white bread would be. It's kind of like if you took dough and just piece of dough, dropped it on a baking pan and you baked it that way, kind of like a mound. And it used to be 32 ounces. Now it's 24 ounces. And it's visible that that loaf got smaller. No question about it. Visually and by measure. And the price only went down a few cents. So that's a great example of shrinkflation. So class, if you need it, if you think you need it in order to survive, I suggest you really consider it and forget those trips to Disney and all those, you know, birthday parties that are meaningless with gifts and extravagance for wedding presents and all that nonsense. Accumulate what you can and get some land and get out of Dodge. That's my advice. And I'm pretty sure that Rich Sheeben would agree with that. I'm pretty sure that most of our instructors would agree with that, if not 100%. Gwyneth, your thoughts?
I'd absolutely agree with that. I would not. I don't think I would want to live in town these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to go into town yesterday to get my groceries, and that's a whole day's trip for us because town is about 50 miles away, and I don't have a car. So I have to get a friend to help me out with transport into a bus stop, and we get the bus in. And then we carry our groceries home on the bus, which is not a little suburban bus. It's a big intercity bus because we go intercity and then this big intercity bus stops in our little hamlet up the road. And that's how we get to and from town. but I wouldn't stay in town, I don't think, for any reason, really. I think I would want to always come back here each night because, you know, you come back here at night, I can walk around at night here perfectly safely, and I don't think I could do that in any major town Not even the hamlet of 900 people up the road, you couldn't do that. You know, because there's not even the small hamlet of about 100 or 200 people that's, you know, a few miles from that place. It's going out of control out there. And maybe I see it better than other people because I'm not in it all the time. You know, I think that if people are in that sort of environment all the time, they don't tend to notice the changes going on. But I notice it because, you know, I'm just a visitor when I come there. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Sure it does. Are you noticing prices are going up on things that are necessary for sustenance and life as well,
yeah.
Or is it just around?
No, okay. I'm noticing that. You know, we have, my gosh, you go into a supermarket with $100 and you used to be able to get quite a big shopping trolley full of food for $100. You know, basic staples, but you used to be able to pretty well fill up that trolley. Now it's only half full with $100, and if you want to do a shopping trolley full, you'd better make sure you've got about $250, because that's how much it's going to cost. And that, you know, so usually I'm really, really figuring it out when I go to the supermarket. You know, just to make sure that I don't get to the checkout and have to put stuff back, because that's really embarrassing. You know, I try and calculate it in my head, but, you know, sometimes it's sort of like you just got so much stuff and you've got other things on your mind and so on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? I have a thought about that embarrassment. And I would say years ago that I might have been embarrassed. Today, I have a totally different approach. My approach today is, y'all are charging so much that my money doesn't go where it used to go. Because you are charging too much.
Yep.
Not that I don't have, yep. I don't have enough. But, you know, there's this expression in Missouri, specifically Springfield, Missouri. And I hate it. I hate this expression. And people, you know, if you're going to buy something from someone who's selling it independently, let's say it's, you know, just some guy selling something in a garage sale or some guy selling something on Craigslist, and you talk to him, and one of the comments around here is, well, I'm not going to give it away. I don't think anybody asked anybody to give it away, you know, and that seems to be... Not giving it away means I want as much as I can get for it. That's what they mean. They want whatever is in your wallet, they want it all. And I object to that. I think people should be nice and kind and fair and price things reasonably, not overprice them and try to get as much as they can. That's just one more example of this nonstop greed. Gwyneth, in Hawaii, United States, there was a cop who came upon a homeless man. And this police officer in Honolulu police officer, forced this man to lick a urinal in a bathroom, or he would arrest him. And this homeless guy said, you know, I'll do anything if you don't arrest me. The cops had licked this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. Gwyneth, you want to talk about dreams and scams and karma and the doorbell, the Ring doorbell connected to cameras.
Yeah. There's a, you know, the world wasn't always like it is today. Okay? It used to be that a person could go out there and make their way in the world and, you know, most people would be good, decent, honest people. I think people forget that this was the case. And I'm reading a autobiography at the moment, which is it's actually quite a famous book here in Australia. And it's had a few movies made about it in this country. I don't know if they've made their way to the United States, or a TV miniseries. And it was about this man, and his name was called Bert Facey, okay? F-A-C-E-Y, Albert Facey. And his, he wrote this book about 100 years ago called A Fortunate Life. And, you know, people might think, well, you know, he must have had a pretty good life. No, he didn't. His mother abandoned him when he was 6 years old. And he was left in the care of his grandmother. And, you know, by the time he was nine, grandma's circumstances were so restricted that he had to go out to work. And he met some bad people and then he met some good people. you know, and he began to make his way in the world. And by the time he was 14, he was a dog hunter, a dingo hunter of some renown, and a kangaroo hunter of some renown in the local district. And he was an absolute crack shot with a rifle. He went to World War One, the Battle of Gallipoli, and, you know, he had all these adventures. But they started when he was 9 years old. And, you know, he didn't have a good start. There were a lot of people, there were some people even back then who used to scam people and take advantage of little kids who were in need and this sort of thing. But I think that that problem these days is more or less universal. You can hardly trust anyone to do anything unless they're a real old-timer family that lives right out in the countryside, you know. Everybody is out to get what they want, and they don't really care about anyone, and they don't want to provide a quality service, and they don't really give, we have a saying in this country called a rat's backside, you know, about anyone. That means they don't even care, they care more about the rear end of a rat than they care about you. And, you know, that's about the sum of it. And just reading how things were for this boy 100 years ago, and I was thinking to myself, my gosh, that policeman that is coming along is actually helping him. He's not trying to get that, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old boy into the child protection system because, you know, that there's a bounty on, you know, the cops where every child that they help put in the child protection system, I'm sure they get a payment for that, you know, because the government makes money off the child protection system because it ties into the whole pedophilia thing. And that's coming out in the press as well. No, the policeman, when the policeman came across him, you know, in a particular set of circumstances, he was actually helpful. And you could see that this policeman was actually a good, decent, normal human being, you know. And not all policemen were like that back in the day either. But there were probably, I would say, the majority of policemen back in the day were actually helpful people, probably up until about the 1960s or 1970s. And, you know, this is it. People were not always like they are today. But you go and try and sell or buy anything these days, and you are absolutely running the gauntlet. You try and work for anybody, you are running a gauntlet. You might get somebody who's really helpful and is a good person, but probably that's not how it's going to be.
Yeah, and, we'll be right, you know, we'll be right back. We're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House has begun debating two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one alleging abuse of power, the other for obstruction of Congress. Democrats accuse Trump of pressuring Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation of Trump's Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden while withholding military aid to Ukraine, something Trump denies. And so do Republicans. Minority Leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, says moments ago,
"The legacy of the 116th Congress will be defined by their hatred for President Trump and their deep-rooted desire to oust him from office." What we found with the Speaker just a week ago, she finally admitted she'd been trying to impeach him for nearly 3 years.
As the House votes on impeachment later today, the President and VP Pence will be in Battle Creek, Michigan at a campaign rally. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about cheating, and there's so many examples of lying and cheating and obfuscating and just ripping off customers. Let me give you three small examples of companies that have cheated. Volkswagen, the automobile manufacturer, cheated every living thing on the planet by lying on the diesel exhaust emissions. They knew that how the tests for emissions were conducted, so they engineered the computer software to reduce the emissions just for the test type conditions. and then the emissions would go way up under normal driving conditions. So they were, what was that called when you study for the test questions, but you really don't know the material, you know, teaching to the test. That's what teachers would do. The teachers would find the tests that their students would be given, you know, the standardized tests, and they would teach the students how to answer the exact question. Not to learn the material, to understand, but teaching to the test, to get the test questions answered, you know, correctly, so the scores would go up. That's what teachers do. Not all of them, but a good number of them. So VW lied, cheated us. And how about Apple? Apple, with their iPhone, they decided that with an update of the software, they could force the battery on a phone to consume the battery's current faster. So if you had a phone that was a couple of years old, you get this update, and then the update would make your battery go dead faster, and then the customers or the owners would say, shoot, this darn thing, a battery is $79, I guess I'll spend the $400 or $500 or $600 and I'll get a new phone rather than replace the battery. But Apple did that. Apple forced the batteries to go dead faster by consuming more current from the battery than would normally be consumed. So they forced dead batteries. That's this wonderful Apple, you know, with Tim the Homo in charge. And then, how about this? How about a company offering a lifetime warranty on products? Like Craftsman. And then when the tool breaks, you bring it back and you find out that, well, no, it's been, it, it no, that's, no, we don't have it anymore. But we have this other one. We'll give you this other one. It's a different part number. It weighs less. It's less sturdy, less durable, less in every way. But they'll replace the defective one that you bought, thinking that you had a lifetime guarantee and you would get like for like replacement. That's what happens with some of Craftsman tools, hand tools. And then if you bought a Sunco, S-U-N-C-O, light, and they say, well, it'll last, you know, on average 32 years, 3 hours a day, and you find out that it quits after a little over a year, and you call them up and they say, we only do that Amazon, 30 days. And you look at the package, and it, you know, all indications are that this thing's going to be good for a long time. And then eventually they get so many complaints that they go, you know what? We'll replace it for free. You're right. We'll replace it for free. But the one that you get weighs about half as much because they've taken 50% of the material out. So while you got a replacement, it's not equivalent. It's not like for like. And that's where we are today. Those are the kinds of cheating things that are going on. Of course, you can extrapolate to appliances. And people are now expecting that the major appliances in their house are only going to last at the most 7 to 10 years. At the most. I would be livid if our refrigerator in our kitchen quit today after 15 years. I'd be frosted. Because I'm not expecting a major appliance to last 15 years or less. I'm expecting 40 or 50 years. Literally. So our standards have, we have accepted lower standards. We have accepted inferior products. We have accepted ever-increasing inflation. Inflation's not natural. You know, there was a time before the Federal Reserve came around, 1913, where prices did not go up. They stayed stable for years. And then we get the Federal Reserve, this private corporation, who's involved in creating an endless supply of digits. And those guys, because they keep providing more and more digits in circulation, the cost of things appears to be going up. But it takes more money now to buy the same things that you used to buy because of what's called inflation, which really means the lowering of the purchasing power. That's what it means. You know, you used to be able to buy a quart of oil for 39 cents when I was younger. Now it's $5 and $6. a brand new Ford Mustang, brand new, 1964. $2,499 or $2,495. It was one of those two. Do you think you can get one for 10 times that today? Like $24,000? Do you think so? I don't think so. Gwyneth, we're in a lot of trouble, and it has to do with individual greed at the highest level, and it flushes down to us.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. You know something, 1964, people think that 1964 was a really, really long time ago. Actually, it wasn't that long ago. Okay, it was the year that my husband Archie came out from Scotland to Australia, and he thought that when he got here, he was quite shocked at how things were here because, I mean, for one thing, the temperature difference was quite substantial between freezing cold Glasgow and boiling hot Australia. And but what he was most impressed about by this country, Australia, by contrast with Scotland. With Scotland, there was never a chance for the people to get ahead, okay? It was just taxation, and then more taxation. Prices were so high. Everybody was operating some scam or other. The whole city was run by gangs. He got out here to Australia, and it was, you know, Melbourne, there's still a lot of gangs in Melbourne, but it was a lot freer. You know, and it's not like that, you know, a small handful had a stranglehold on everything, although to some degree that was true. And he had to end up joining the Painters and Dockers Union, which was basically a gang, to work. But that's, you know, but he was getting £5 a week, Australian pounds, you know, a week, to live on, and that would be something like $10 in today's money. And he could live well in 1964 on $10 a week. And in Glasgow, when he was living in Glasgow, he had to live on £3 a week, which is about $6 a week. And this was only back in the 1960s. This was, he said he remembered the boat trip out because people had these radio sets, transistor radios had just been invented, and they had these transistor radios glued to the side, not literally glued, you know, held to the side of their head, and they were walking around the ship going, yeah, because there was a band out there and apparently they'd written a song called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And that went straight to the top of the chart. And Archie thought that it was completely pathetic that a group had written this song called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah and managed to have top of the pops, as they say in Britain. but like I say, the fact that you could live on $10 a week back in the day, and you could live well. He paid off his first house on that manner of income, and it was a nice place. It was a, you know, it was a three-bedroom house on a suburban block up in the hills in a place called Mount Dandenong, which is, you know, probably about 50 k's out of Melbourne. So he would have to commute to work each day. But that was okay, and he did that. And he had his nice suburban life with his house in the hills and his job in the city, you know, painting and decorating. And, you know, he would paint and decorate anything from a wheat silo to a ship to a bridge to, you know, $1 million mansion. And that was his trade. But, you know, this is it. You couldn't dream these days of living on $10 a week. Does that make sense, Vincent?
I was thinking about that this morning, literally. I was thinking that what happened, you used to be able to, while I lived in Missouri, I've only been here about 15 years, but while we were here, you could go out and grab a lunch for $5. You can't do that anymore. It's now $10. And that's in 15 years. Now, not that I want to buy lunch out. I don't want to eat out at all. I would starve before I would eat at a restaurant. I mean, that I don't want to go to a restaurant. I don't want people that are risk takers handling my food. I just don't want that. So I was thinking about how things have gone up in price. If you want to have your Mercedes looked at, it used to be you could bring your car to a mechanic and they'd say, well, let me take a look and I'll tell you what's wrong. And then they'd say, well, here's what's wrong and here's what we think it's going to cost to fix it. Now they charge you to tell you what they think is wrong. There's a charge for that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, for example, Mercedes is about $100 to $120 per hour, that's without the parts markup. That's for looking. And if they want to turn some wrenches, it's $100 to $120 an hour. But Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, they're not much far behind there. They're pretty darn close. And so it's really, really expensive to have anything done. And at the same time it's expensive to have things done, people are breaking their things without understanding how they work. Let me give an example. So we've had, ice storms here. So it starts drizzling and then it freezes. And now the vehicles are covered with ice. So people get in and they want to clear off their windshield. So they turn on the windshield wiper. Well, when they do that, the windshield wipers are stuck. They're glued by the ice to the windshield. They're not going to move. You'd have to chip away with an ice scraper to get them loose, or you'd have to pour cold water on the windshield to melt the ice before you turn on the windshield wiper. But people don't seem to know that, so they turn on their windshield wipers and they break the linkage, and now they're looking at a couple $100. I don't understand how we have failed to understand simple things. That's a pretty darn simple thing. And we see it often. Often. Why? How come? How come people don't say, you know what, I think I might break the windshield wiper system if I turn on when they're frozen? We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I mentioned earlier in this broadcast that a Honolulu, Hawaii police officer came across this homeless guy. And he was responding to a nuisance complaint. And they found this guy was in the stall in a restroom. And the report is that the man was uncooperative. Initially, he gave a false name. And the cop told him that if you lick the urinal, you won't get arrested. So the guy did. He licked the urinal. Now, what part of protect and serve is that? Is that what we have come to tolerate? That kind of behavior from the police? Really?
That's disgusting.
So if you wonder, absolutely. So if the blue team is wondering why they don't get much respect, it's because of people like this Honolulu police officer and his behavior. So let's put an exclamation point on that. So this gal, she's 29 years old, she's a sheriff's deputy, and what she decided to do was, you know, look into who died recently. And so she scoured the obituaries online, and while the funeral services were being held, she would break into their homes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yep, and this is, that's what this gal did. So, you know, she was charged, she's in Jefferson County, I'll tell you the specific area a little bit later, but, you know, 29-year-old gal, she's arrested and accused for breaking into people's homes. Now, She was a gal who took an oath to protect and serve and, you know, so forth. I think she means serving herself and protecting her increasing income. Now, why is it? Why is it that her compensation as a sheriff's deputy in Jefferson County was not enough? Why? Why is that? She didn't earn enough, so she had to steal from others. So she is facing up to 12 and a half years in prison, and she may be ordered to pay $25,000 in fines. Fines don't impress me. Restitution is a small start in the right direction. Paying a fine to the government does not impress me at all. She needs to make restitution to those people whom she harmed, and then she needs to spend time in the clink with people who have been put in the clink for other reasons that are not police. And I think the message might, filter through the police departments.
Yeah. Drop the soap with you.
Right.
Even in women's prison. Yeah, because if you're a cop and you get put away, then you're not going to have an easy time of it. Because the people who, are in prison have generally been put there by police. They thought they had a good thing going. And their little lives have been destroyed by the police. Maybe their lives deserve to face some destruction from the police, but that doesn't sort of seem to register in their minds. That all that they see is that I had a good thing going, and then the cop came along and ruined it all, and now here I am in jail, and oh, look over there, there's a cop. Gosh, fancy that. Wow, gee, I'm having a good day all of a sudden. That's what goes through the mind of a prisoner when they see a fellow prisoner who's on the blue team.
Here's an interesting point. I receive a call every few months from a police officer. And I've talked to him privately. I've invited him to be on the air. Does not want to be on the air with me. He is currently employed. And I asked him many times, do you really listen to USA Prepares? His response is, quote, every day, end quote. And then I asked him, does he think that the things that we say are true? Yes. So here you have a currently employed police officer who listens to us and agrees with the things that we say about the blue team. They are correct. He has never said to me in all the calls and all these discussions, hey, you're out of line, you've crossed the line, you're lying, you're misrepresenting. No. Exactly the opposite. He says we're right.
Yeah. And when we get to the top of the hour news, Vincent, could I talk about, since we're on the topic of Harlem's cartel, could I begin to speak about Lady Catherine Ferris and about
absolutely.
How we can have a lesson in what happened in the past? And about karma,
absolutely.
People got to think about what they're doing and the consequences.
Yeah, and as Norm Shealy says, his favorite kind of karma is instant karma. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.